The Concordant Version of the Old Testament, copyright 2021 by the Concordant Publishing Concern. The Book of Nehemiah, Chapter 1. The words of Nehemiah, son of Hakaliah. It came to be in the month of Kislev of the 20th year, while I was in the castle of Shushan, that Hanani, one of my brothers, came from Judah, he and other men. I asked them about the Judeans, the remnant for deliverance that remained from the captivity, and about Jerusalem. They said to me, "The remnant that remained from the captivity, there in the province, they are in great evil and in reproach. Jerusalem's wall is full of breaches, and its gates were ravaged with fire." It came to be when I heard these words that I sat down and lamented and mourned for days while I was fasting and praying before the Elohim of the heavens. I said, "O Yahweh, Elohim of the heavens, the great and fear-inspiring El, who is keeping the covenant and the benignity with those loving him and observing his instructions. I pray, let your ear be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer of your servant that I am praying before you today by day and night on behalf of the sons of Israel, your servants confessing the sins of the sons of Israel with which we have sinned against you. We have sinned, both I and my father's house. We have acted malevolently, yea, malevolently against you, and have not observed the instructions, the statutes, and the ordinances that you enjoin on Moses your servant. I pray, remember the word that you enjoin on Moses, your servant, saying, 'If you are offending, I shall cause you to scatter among the peoples. But if you return to me and observe my instructions and keep them, even if it should occur that your expelled ones were at the end of the heavens, then I shall convene them from there and bring them to the place where I have chosen to let my name tabernacle. For they are your servants and your people, whom you ransom by your great vigor and your steadfast hand. O Yahweh, I pray, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant and to the prayer of your servants who take a delight in fearing your name. And I pray, do let your servant prosper today and grant him to find compassions before this man. As for me, I was cupbearer to the king." Chapter 2. It came to pass in the month of Nisan of the 20th year of King Artaxerxes that wine was before me. I took up the wine and gave it to the king. Yet I had never been troubled in his presence. So the king said to me, "For what reason is your face troubled when you yourself are not ailing? This is nothing but a troubled heart." Now I stood very much in fear. Then I said to the king, "May the king himself live for the eon. For what reason should my face not look troubled when the city, the house of my patriarchal tombs, lies waste and its gates have been devoured by fire?" The king replied to me, "What is this that you are seeking?" Then I prayed to the Elohim of the heavens and said to the king, "If it seems good to the king, and if your servant might find favor before you, I would ask that you send me to Judah, to the city of my patriarchal tombs, so that I may rebuild it." The king, with the consort seated beside him, asked me, "How long shall your journey come to be, and when shall you return?" So it seemed good before the king, and he sent me after I had given him a stated time. Then I said to the king, "If it seems good to the king, let letters be given to me to the viceroys beyond the stream, that they may grant passage to me until I come to Judah. Also a letter to Asaph, the keeper of the king's park, that he may give me timber to make rafters for the gates of the castle by the house, and for the city wall, and for the house in which I shall come to reside." The king gave them to me because the good hand of my Elohim was on me. So I came to the viceroys beyond the stream and gave them the king's letters. The king also sent with me chiefs of the army and horsemen. When Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the Ammonite official heard of this, it displeased them as a great evil that a person had come to seek out the good of the sons of Israel. I came to Jerusalem and rested there 3 days. Then I arose in the night, I and a few men with me. I had not told anyone what my Elohim was putting into my heart to do for Jerusalem. There was not even a beast with me save the beast on which I was riding. I went forth by the ravine gate at night, in view of the snake spring toward the gate of ash heaps. I was surveying in detail the walls of Jerusalem, how they were breached and its gates had been devoured by fire. Then I passed on toward the spring gate and toward the king's reservoir, but there was no place for the beast under me to pass along. So I was ascending in the night by the wadi, and I was surveying in detail the wall. Then I turned back, entered by the ravine gate, and returned. As for the prefects, they did not know whither I had gone or what I was doing. Nor had I as yet told the Judeans, the priests, the notables, the prefects, or the rest of those doing the work. So I said to them, "You are seeing the evil in which we are, how Jerusalem lies waste, and its gates were ravaged by fire. Come now and let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, so that we are no longer a reproach." I told them of the hand of my Elohim, how it had been good to me, and also of the king's words that he had said to me. They replied, "Let us get up and rebuild." And they encouraged their hands for the good. When Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the Ammonite official and Geshem the Arabian heard of it, they derided us and despised us and said, "What is this thing that you are doing? Is it against the king that you are revolting?" I replied to them with this word that I said to them, "The Elohim of the heavens, he shall prosper us, and we, his servants, we shall get up and rebuild. But for you, there is no portion or righteous claim or remembrance in Jerusalem." Chapter 3. Eliashib, the great priest, with his fellow priests got up. They rebuilt the flock gate. They themselves hallowed it and installed its doors. As far as the Tower of the Hundred, they hallowed it, as far as the Tower of Hananel. At his side, the men of Jericho rebuilt, and at their side, Zachar, son of Imri, rebuilt. It was the fish gate that the sons of Hassanah rebuilt. They themselves laid its rafters and installed its doors, its latches and its bars. At their side, Meremoth, son of Uriah, son of Hakoz, repaired. At their side, Meshullam, son of Berechiah, son of Meshezabel, repaired. And at their side, Zadok, son of Bana, repaired. At their side, the Tekoites repaired. As for their nobles, they did not bring their neck into the service of their lord. It was the secondary gate that Joiada, son of Paseah, and Meshullam, son of Besodiah, repaired. They themselves laid its rafters and installed its doors, its latches and its bars. At their side, Malachiah the Gibeonite repaired with Jadon the Maranathite, and the men of Gibeon and the Mizpah that pertained to the throne of the viceroy beyond the stream. At his side, Uziel son of Harhiah, one of the goldsmiths, repaired, and at his side, Hananiah, one of the ointment mixers, repaired. They set free the wall of Jerusalem as far as the broad wall. At their side, Raphiah son of Hur, chief of half the tract of Jerusalem, repaired. At their side, Jediah son of Haramath repaired in front of his house, and at his side, Haddish son of Hashabniah repaired. Malchijah son of Harim, with Hashub son of Pahath Moab, repaired a second measured section in the Tower of the Stoves. At his side, Shalom son of Halohesh, chief of the other half tract of Jerusalem, repaired he and his daughters. It was the ravine gate that Hanan repaired with the dwellers of Zenoa. They themselves rebuilt it and installed its doors, its latches, and its bars. They also repaired 1,000 cubits in the wall as far as the gate of ash heaps. It was the gate of ash heaps that Malchijah, son of Rechab, chief of the Beth Hakarim tract, repaired. He himself rebuilt it and installed its doors, its latches, and its bars. It was the spring gate that Shallan, son of Kol-Hose, chief of the Mizpah tract, repaired. He himself rebuilt it, roofed it, and installed its doors, its latches, and its bars. And he rebuilt the wall of the Shelah reservoir of the king's garden, and as far as the stairs descending from the city of David. After him, Nehemiah son of Azbuk, chief of half the Bethzur tract, repaired as far as in front of the tomb of David, and as far as the reservoir that had been made, and as far as the house of the masters of war. After him, the Levites repaired. Rehum son of Bani, and at his side, Hashabiah, chief of half the tract of Keilah, repaired for his tract. After him, their brothers repaired, Bavai son of Henadad, chief of the other half tract of Keilah. At his side, Ezer son of Jeshua, the chief of Mizpah, repaired a second measured section from in front of the ascent to the armory by the angle corner. After him, uphill, Baruch son of Zakkai repaired a second measured section from the angle corner, as far as the portal of the house of Eliashib, the great priest. After him, Meremoth son of Uriah, son of Hakoz, repaired a second measured section from the portal of Eliashib's house as far as the boundary of Eliashib's house. After him, the priests, men of the circumjacent tract, repaired. After them, Benjamin and Hashab repaired in front of their house. After them, Azariah son of Maaseiah, son of Ananiah, repaired beside his house. After him, Binui son of Henadad repaired a second measured section from Azariah's house toward the angle corner, as far as the corner. Palal, son of Uzai, repaired from in front of the angle corner and the upper tower that is protruding from the king's house, and that belongs to the court of the jail. After him, Padiah, son of Parosh, repaired. As for the Nethinim, they were dwelling on the Ophel. They repaired as far as in front of the water gate toward the east and the protruding tower. After them, the Tekoites repaired a secondary measured section from in front of the great protruding tower as far as the wall of the Ophel. Above the horse gate, the priests repaired, each in front of his house. After them, Zadok, son of Immer, repaired in front of his house. And after him, Shemaiah, son of Shechaniah, the keeper of the east gate, repaired. After him, Hananiah, son of Shelemiah, with Hanan, the sixth son of Zaloph, repaired a secondary measured section. After him, Meshulam, son of Berechiah, repaired in front of his own room. After him, Malchijah, one of the goldsmiths, repaired as far as the house of the Nethinim and the traders in front of the supervision gate, as far as the upper chamber of the corner. And between the upper chamber of the corner and the flock gate, the goldsmiths and the traders repaired. Chapter 4. It came to be when Sanballat heard we were rebuilding the wall that his anger burned hot, and he was greatly vexed. He derided the Judeans when he protested in the presence of his brothers and the army of Samaria. He said, "What are the feeble Judeans doing? Are they setting it free all by themselves? Are they sacrificing? Are they finishing up in a day? Are they reviving the stones from the dirty rubble piles, burned as they are?" Tobiah the Ammonite was beside him. He said, "Even what they are building, if a fox went up against it, he would breach their wall of stones. Hear our Elohim, for we have become despised, and let their reproach turn back upon their own heads, and give them over to plundering in a land of captivity. Do not cover over their depravity, and let not their sin be wiped out from before you, for they have provoked you to vexation in front of the builders." So we were rebuilding the wall until the wall was tied together all around to half its height, for the people's heart was set to work. Then it came to be when Sanballat, Tobiah, the Arabians, the Ammonites, and the Ashdodites heard the wholeness of the walls of Jerusalem was getting on, and the breach parts had started to be stopped up, that their anger burned very hot, and they conspired, all of them together, to come and fight against Jerusalem and to cause confusion to me. So we prayed to our Elohim, and against them we installed a guard by day and night because of them. Yet the Judean community was singing, "The vigor of the burden carrier has faltered, and there is so much dirty rubble. We ourselves shall never be able to rebuild the wall." Our foes said, "They shall not know, and they shall not see until we come into their midst. Then we will kill them and cause the work to cease." Now it came to be when the Judeans dwelling beside them would come, then they would tell us 10 times about all the scheming which they had devised against us. So at the nether parts of the place behind the wall, I let the men stand in exposed places, and I kept the people standing by families with their swords, their lances, and their bows. When I had examined them, I arose and said to the notables, the prefects, and the rest of the people, "You must not fear because of them. Remember the great and fear-inspiring Yahweh, and fight for your brothers, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your homes." It came to be when our enemies had heard it was known to us, and the one, Elohim, had quashed their counsel, that we returned to the wall, all of us, each man to his work. It came to be that from this day on, half of my retainers were engaged in the work, while half of them were holding fast the lances, the shields, the bows, and the coats of mail. And the chiefs were behind the whole house of Judah, who were rebuilding the wall. Those bearing the burden were lading, each with his one hand engaged in the work, and with the other holding fast the javelin. And the builders were engaged, each with his sword on his waist, and rebuilding. Yet the one blowing the trumpet was beside me. Then I said to the notables, the prefects, and the rest of the people, "There is much work, and it is widely spread. We are kept apart along the wall, each man far from his brothers. At the place where you hear the sound of the trumpet, there you shall convene to us. Our Elohim shall fight for us." And so we were engaged in the work, while half of them were holding fast the lances, from the ascent of dawn until the stars came forth. At that time I said also to the people, "Let each man with his retainer lodge in Jerusalem, that they become for us a guard by night and a workforce by day." Neither I nor my brothers, nor my retainers, nor the men of the guard who were behind me, we were not stripping off our clothes. Each man kept his javelin at his right hand. Chapter 5. There came to be a great outcry from the people and their wives against their fellow Judeans. There were some who said, "With our sons and our daughters we are numerous, so let us procure grain so that we may eat and may live." There were others who said, "We are giving our fields, our vineyards, and our houses as surety, so that we may procure grain during the famine." And there were others who said, "We have borrowed money on our fields and our vineyards to pay the king's tribute. Now our flesh is like the flesh of our brothers, our sons are like their sons, but here we have to bring our sons and our daughters into bondage as slaves. And there are some of our daughters already in bondage, for there is nothing at the disposal of our hand, while our fields and our vineyards belong to others." My anger burned very hot when I heard their outcry and these words. My heart was mastered within me, and I contended with the notables and the prefects and said to them, "With a loan on pledge is each of you restricting his brother." Then I set a great assembly against them and said to them, "We ourselves have bought back as many as we could of our Judean brothers who were sold to the nations. You, however, you are selling your own brothers, so that they will have to be sold back to us." They kept silence and found no word of reply. Then I continued, "The thing you are doing is not good. Ought you not to walk in the fear of our Elohim because of the reproach of the nations, our enemies? I, my brothers, and my retainers also have been lending them money and grain. Let us now forsake this loan on pledge. Do return to them, as of today, their fields, their vineyards, their olive trees, and their houses, and the percentage on the money, the grain, the grape juice, and the clarified oil with which you are restricting them." They replied, "We shall return them, and we shall not seek to extract anything from them. So shall we do, just as you are saying." Then I called the priests and made them swear to act according to this word. I also shook out my bosom pouch and said, "Thus may the one Elohim shake out from his house and from the result of his labor every man who does not carry out this word. Thus may he become shaken out and empty." Then the whole assembly said Amen and praised Yahweh. And the people acted according to this word. Moreover, from the day that I was commissioned to be their viceroy in the land of Judah, from the 20th year to the 32nd year of King Artaxerxes, for 12 years neither I nor my brothers ate the bread due the viceroy. As for the former viceroys who came before me, they laid a heavy yoke on the people and procured from them for each day 40 shekels of silver for bread and wine. Their retainers too domineered over the people. As for me, I have not acted thus because of the fear of Elohim. I rather held fast to the work of this wall. I did not acquire a field, and all my retainers came together there for the work. There were at my table 150 men, Judeans and prefects, beside those coming to us from the nations that were around us. What was prepared for each day, one steer, six choice flocklings and poultry, they were prepared at my expense, and once every 10 days all sorts of wine in abundance. Yet for all this I never sought to exact the bread due the viceroy, for the king's service lay heavily on this people. Do remember me, O my Elohim, for all the good that I have done on behalf of this people. Chapter 6. Now it came to be when it was announced to Sanballat, Tobiah, Geshem the Arabian, and the rest of our enemies that I had rebuilt the wall and that no breach was left in it, though at this juncture I had not yet installed the doors in the gateways. Then Sanballat and Geshem sent word to me saying, "Come now, let us make an appointment and meet together at the shelters in the Valley of Ono." But they were devising to cause me evil. So I sent messengers to them, saying, "I am doing a great work, and I cannot go down. Why should the work cease while I neglect it and go down to you?" They sent me this same word four times, and I replied to them with the same word. Then Sanballat sent me the same word a fifth time by his retainer, who had in his hand an open letter in which was written, "It is announced among the nations, and Geshem is saying it, that you and the Judeans are devising to revolt. Therefore you are rebuilding the wall, and according to these reports, you are about to become a king over them. Moreover, you have installed prophets to proclaim in Jerusalem about you, saying, 'There is a king in Judah.' Now words like these shall be announced to the king, so now do come, and let us consult together." I sent word to him, saying, "Nothing like these things that you are saying has occurred since you are inventing them in your own heart. For all of them were meant to intimidate us, saying, "Their hands shall neglect the work, and it shall not be completed." So now I made steadfast my hands. Then I myself entered the house of Shemaiah, son of Deliah, son of Mehetabel, when he was under restraint, and he said, "Let us meet by appointment at the house of Elohim, inside the temple, and let us lock the temple doors, for they are coming to kill you. By night they are coming to kill you." I replied, "A man like me, should he run away? And who such as me could enter into the temple and live? I shall not enter." Then I recognized, behold, not Elohim had sent him, for he had spoken this prophecy against me, because Tobiah himself and Sanballat had hired a throng against me. He was hired that I might be intimidated and act in this way, and thus would sin. It would get me an evil name among them, so that they might reproach me. O my Elohim, do remember Tobiah and Sanballat, according to these doings of theirs, and also Noadiah the prophetess and the rest of the prophets who were intimidating me. The rebuilding of the wall was accomplished on the 25th of Elul, in 52 days. It came to be when all our enemies heard of it, all the nations around us were intimidated and fell exceedingly in their own eyes. They realized that this work had been done by our Elohim. Moreover, in those days, an increasing number of their letters was going from the notables of Judah to Tobiah, and those of Tobiah were coming into them. For many in Judah were plighted to him by oath, since he was son-in-law of Shechaniah, son of Arah, and his son Jehohanan had taken the daughter of Meshulam, son of Berechiah. Moreover, they were speaking before me good things about him, while they were sending forth my words to him, and Tobiah sent letters to intimidate me. Chapter 7. It came to be as soon as the wall was rebuilt that I installed the doors. Then the gatekeepers, the singers and the Levites were mustered for their tasks, and I instructed my brother Hanani and Hananiah, the chief of the castle, to oversee Jerusalem, since he feared the one Elohim more than most, as only a faithful man can do. I said to them, "The gates of Jerusalem should not be left open while the sun is brightly warm, but while they stay watching, let them slam the doors and keep them bolted. Also let the dwellers of Jerusalem have guards stand, each man in his ward, and each man in front of his own house." Now the city was wide on all sides and large, but the people in it were few, and there were not enough rebuilt houses. Then my Elohim put it into my heart that I should convene the notables and the prefects and the people in order to get themselves registered. I found the register scroll of those who had come up at the first and found written in it, "These were the sons of the province who came up from the captivity of deportation that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had deported. They returned to Jerusalem and to Judah, each man to his city, those who came with Zerubbabel: Jeshua, Nehemiah, Azariah, Rehemiah, Nahamani, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mispareth, Bigvai, Rehum, Bana. The number of the men of the people of Israel, the sons of Parash, 2,172, the sons of Shepadiah, 372, the sons of Arah, 602, the sons of Pahath Moab, of the sons of Jeshua and Joab, 2,818, the sons of Elam, 1,254, the sons of Zatu, 845, the sons of Zakai, 760, the sons of Binui, 648, the sons of Babai, 628, the sons of Azgad, 2,322, the sons of Adonikam, 667, the sons of Bigvai, 2,067, the sons of Adon, 655, the sons of Adar, of Hezekiah, 98, the sons of Hashem, 328, the sons of Bezai, 324, the sons of Harif, 112, the sons of Gibeon, 95, the men of Bethlehem and Netaphah, 188, the men of Anathoth, 128, the men of Beth Asmaveth, 42, the men of Kiriath Jearim, Chepherah, and Beeroth, 743, the men of Ramah and Geba, 621, the men of Michmas, 122, the men of Bethel and Ai, 123, the men of Nebo, 52, the sons of Elamar, 124, the sons of Harim, 320, the sons of Jericho, 345, the sons of Lod, Hadid, and Ono, 721, the sons of Sana'a, 930, the priests, the sons of Jediah of the house of Jeshua, 973, the sons of Immer, 1052, the sons of Pasher, 1247, the sons of Harim, 1017, the Levites, the sons of Jeshua, of Kadmiel, of the sons of Hodavah, 74, the singers, the sons of Asaph, 148, the gatekeepers, the sons of Shalom, the sons of Adar, the sons of Talmon, the sons of Akub, the sons of Hatita, the sons of Shobai, 138, the Nethinim, the sons of Ziha, the sons of Hasupha, the sons of Tabaoth, the sons of Keros, the sons of Sia, the sons of Padan, the sons of Lebanah, the sons of Hagabah, the sons of Shalmai, the sons of Hanan, the sons of Gidel, the sons of Gahar, the sons of Reiah, the sons of Rezin, the sons of Nakoda, the sons of Gazam, the sons of Uzzah, the sons of Paseah, the sons of Besai, the sons of Munim, the sons of Nefushesim, the sons of Bakbuk, the sons of Hakufa, the sons of Harhur, the sons of Bazlith, the sons of Mehida, the sons of Harsha, the sons of Barkos, the sons of Sisera, the sons of Tama, the sons of Nezia, the sons of Hadapha, the sons of the servants of Solomon, the sons of Sotai, the sons of Sophereth, the sons of Perida, the sons of Jala, the sons of Darkon, the sons of Giddel, the sons of Shepatiah, the sons of Hadal, the sons of Pachareth, the sons of Hazabim, the sons of Ammon, all the Nethinim and the sons of the servants of Solomon, 392. These were the ones coming up from Tel-Mela, Tel-Harsha, Cherub, Edan, and Immer. Yet they were not able to tell the house of their fathers or their seed whether they were descended from Israel. The sons of Deliah, the sons of Tobiah, the sons of Nakoda, 642. And from the priests, the sons of Habiah, the sons of Hakaz, the sons of Barzillai, who took a wife from the daughters of Barzillai, the Gileadite, and was called by their name. These sought their registration among those who had been registered, yet it was not found. So they were disqualified from the priesthood. Hence the Tirshatha said to them that they should not eat from the Holy of Holies until a priest would stand up with Urim and Thummim. The entire assembly as one group was 42,360, besides their manservants and their maidservants, those being 7,337. They also had 245 male singers and female singers. Their horses were 736, their mules 245, the camels were 435, the donkeys 6,720. As for some of the patriarchal heads they gave to the work, the Tirshatha himself gave to the treasury, gold 1,000 derricks, sprinkling bowls 50, tunics for priests 30, and silver 500 minas. As for some of the patriarchal heads they gave to the treasury of the work, gold 20,000 darics and silver 2,200 minas. And what the remainder of the people gave was gold 20,000 darics, silver 2,000 minas, and tunics for priests 67. The priests, the Levites, the gatekeepers, the singers, some of the people, the Nethinim and all Israel were dwelling in their cities. When the seventh moon was attained, then the sons of Israel had settled in their cities. Chapter 8. All the people gathered as one man in the square before the water gate, and asked Ezra the scribe to bring out the scroll of the law of Moses, which Yahweh had enjoined on Israel. So on day one of the seventh month, Ezra the priest brought out the law before the assembly, both man and woman, and all who could hear with understanding. He read from it facing the square before the water gate, from the first light until midday in front of the men and the women and those who could understand. And the ears of all the people were toward the scroll of the law. Ezra the scribe stood on a wooden tower that they had built for the occasion, and beside him stood Mattathiah, Shema, Ananiah, Uriah, Hilkiah, and Maaseiah on his right, and on his left Pedaiah, Mishael, Malchijah, Hashum, Hashbadana, Zechariah, and Meshullam. Ezra opened the scroll before the eyes of all the people, for he was above all the people. And as he opened it, all the people stood up. Now Ezra blessed Yahweh, the great Elohim, and all the people responded, "Amen, amen," with the lifting up of their hands. They bowed their heads and prostrated themselves before Yahweh with their nostrils to the earth. Then Jeshua, Bani, Sherebiah, Jamin, Akub, Shabbatai, Hodiah, Messiah, Kalida, Azariah, Jozabad, Hanan, Peliah, the Levites, were explaining the law to the people, with the people in their standing position. They read from the scroll from the law of the One, Elohim. It was expounded to make it intelligible, so that the people could understand the reading. Nehemiah the Tirshatha, and Ezra the priest, the scribe, with the Levites who were explaining it to the people, he said to all the people, "This day it is holy to Yahweh, your Elohim. You must not mourn, and you must not weep." For all the people were weeping as they were hearing the words of the law. So he said to them, Go, eat rich food and drink sweet wine, and send assigned shares to the one for whom nothing has been prepared, for the day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for it is the exhilaration of Yahweh that is your stronghold. The Levites, too, were causing all the people to hush, saying, Be quelled, for the day is holy, and you must not grieve. Then all the people went away to eat and to drink and to send assigned shares and to show a great rejoicing, for they had understood the words that had been made known to them. On the second day, the patriarchal heads of all the people, the priests and the Levites, gathered to Ezra the scribe to gain further insight into the words of the law. They found written in the law that Yahweh had enjoined by means of Moses that the sons of Israel should dwell in booths during the festival in the seventh month, and that they should announce it. So they caused a proclamation to pass along to all their cities and in Jerusalem, saying, Go forth into the hill country and bring in olive leaves, oleaster tree leaves, myrtle leaves, leafy branches of palm trees, and leaves of other leafy trees to make booths, according to what is written. Then the people went forth and brought them in and made booths for themselves, each on his housetop and in their courts, in the courts of the house of Elohim, in the square of the water gate, and in the square of the Ephraim gate. The whole assembly who had returned from the captivity made booths and dwelled in the booths. For the sons of Israel had not done so from the days of Joshua, son of Nun, until that day. And there was very great rejoicing. He read from the scroll of the law of the One, Elohim, day by day, from the first day until the last day. They kept the festival 7 days, and on the eighth day there was a day of restraint, according to the ordinance. Chapter 9. On the 24th day of this month, the sons of Israel gathered with fasting, with sackcloth and dust from the ground on them. Then those of the seed of Israel separated themselves from all foreigners. They stood up and confessed their own sins and their father's depravities. They rose up while in their standing position. They read from the scroll of the law of Yahweh, their Elohim, for a fourth of the day. And they were confessing and prostrating themselves before Yahweh, their Elohim, for another fourth. On the podium of the Levites rose up Jeshua with Benui, Kadmiel, Shebaniah, Bunny, Sherebiah, Bani, and Chenani, who cried out with a loud voice to Yahweh, their Elohim. The Levites Jeshua, Kadmiel, Benui, Hashabniah, Sherebiah, Hodiah, Shebaniah, and Pethahiah said, Rise, bless Yahweh, your Elohim, who is from the eon unto the eon. Blessed is your glorious name, and exalted over all blessing and praise. You are He, Yahweh, you alone. You yourself have made the heavens of the heavens and all their host, the earth and all that is on it, the seas and all that is in them. You are keeping all of them alive, and the host of the heavens are prostrating themselves before you. You are He, Yahweh, the one Elohim, you who chose Abram and brought him forth from Ur of the Chaldeans and changed his name to Abraham. You found his heart faithful before you and contracted a covenant with him to give the land of the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Amorite, the Perizzite, the Jebusite, and the Girgashite, to give it to his seed. And you carried out your promises, for you are righteous. You saw the humiliation of our fathers in Egypt, and you heard their outcry at the Sea of Weeds. You performed signs and miracles against Pharaoh, against all his officials, and against all the people of his land, for you knew how arrogantly they treated them. You made a name for yourself as it remains to this day. You split the sea apart before them, so they passed through the midst of the sea on dry ground, and their pursuers you flung into shadowy depths, like a stone into strong waters. In a column of cloud you guided them by day, and in a column of fire by night to light up for them the way in which they should go. You descended on Mount Sinai and spoke with them from the heavens. You gave to them upright ordinances and laws of truth, statutes and instructions that are good. Your holy Sabbath you made known to them, and instructions, statutes, and a law you enjoined on them by means of your servant Moses. Bread from the heavens you gave to them for their hunger, and waters from a crag you brought forth to them for their thirst. And you told them to enter and tenant the land about which you had sworn with your uplifted hand to give it to them. But they, our fathers, acted arrogantly and stiffened the scruff of their neck and did not hearken to your instructions. They refused to hearken and were not mindful of your marvels that you performed among them. They stiffened the scruff of their neck and appointed a head in order to return to their servitude in Egypt. But you are the Eloah of pardons, gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and with much benignity. So you did not forsake them, even when they made for themselves a molten calf and said, "This is your Elohim, Israel, who brought you up from the land of Egypt," and when they committed great indignities. In your great compassion, you did not forsake them in the wilderness. Neither did the column of cloud take off from over them by day to guide them on the way. Nor did the column of fire by night fail to light up for them the way in which they should go. You gave your good spirit in order to make them contemplate. You did not withhold your manna from their mouth, and you gave waters to them for their thirst. 40 years you sustained them in the wilderness so that they lacked nothing. Their raiment did not wear out, and their feet did not swell. You gave them kingdoms and peoples, and you apportioned them to the edge when they tenanted the land of Sihon, the land of the king of Heshbon, and the land of Og, king of Bashan. You made their sons as numerous as the stars of the heavens, and you brought them into the land that you promised to their fathers they would enter to tenant. So the sons entered and tenanted the land. You made the dwellers of the land, the Canaanites, submissive before them, and you gave them into their hand, both their kings and the peoples of the land, to do with them according to what was acceptable to them. They seized fortress cities and fertile ground. They took over houses full of every good thing, cisterns hewn out, vineyards and olive groves and food trees in abundance. So they ate, they were surfeited and grew stout. They luxuriated in your great goodness. But they became defiant, revolted against you, and flung your law behind their body. They killed your prophets who testified against them so as to cause them to return to you. They committed great indignities. Then you gave them into the hand of their foes who caused them distress. Yet when they cried to you in the time of their distress, you heard them from the heavens. And in your great compassion, you gave them saviors who saved them from the hand of their foes. But as soon as they were at rest, they again started doing evil before you. Then you forsook them into the hand of their enemies who held sway over them. Yet when they cried out to you again, you heard them from the heavens, and in your compassion, you rescued them many times. You testified against them in order to turn them back to your law, but they acted arrogantly and did not hearken to your instructions. And against your ordinances, they sinned, against them which a man should do, and so he will live by them. They turned a stubborn shoulder and stiffened the scruff of their neck and did not hearken. Many years you were indulgent with them. You testified against them by your spirit, by means of your prophets, but they did not listen. Then you gave them into the hand of the peoples of the lands. Yet in your great compassion, you did not make an extermination of them, and you did not forsake them, for you are the gracious and compassionate El. And now our Elohim, the great masterful and fear-inspiring El, who are keeping the covenant and the benignity, let not appear little before you all the stress that came upon us, our kings, our chiefs, our priests, and our prophets, on our fathers and all of your people, from the days of the kings of Assyria until this day. You have been in the right regarding everything that has come upon us, for you acted faithfully, yet we did wickedness. Our kings, our chiefs, our priests, and our fathers, neither did they observe your law, nor did they pay attention to your instructions and your testimonies with which you testified against them. When they were in their own kingdom, in your great goodness that you bestowed on them, and in the wide and fertile land that you provided before them, they did not serve you and did not turn back from their evil practices. Behold, we are servants today. And the land that you gave to our fathers to eat its fruit and its good, behold, we are servants on it. Its abundant yield goes to the kings whom you set over us because of our sins. And they are ruling over our bodies and our domestic beasts according to what is acceptable to them. We are in great distress. In view of all this, we are contracting an authenticated covenant in writing. And on the sealed document are the names of our chiefs, our Levites, our priests. Chapter 10. Those who are sealing it are Nehemiah the Tirshatha, son of Hakaliah and Zedekiah, Sariah, Azariah, Jeremiah, Pashur, Amariah, Malchijah, Hattush, Shebaniah, Malach, Harim, Meramoth, Obadiah, Daniel, Jinnathon, Baruch, Meshullam, Abijah, Mijamin, Maziah, Bilgai, Shemaiah. These are the priests. And the Levites, Jeshua son of Azaniah, Binui of the sons of Henadad, Kadmiel, and their brothers, Shebaniah, Hodiah, Kalita, Peliah, Hanan, Micah, Rehob, Hashabiah, Zakur, Sherbiah, Shebaniah, Hodiah, Bani, Beninu. The heads of the people, Parosh, Pahath Moab, Elam, Zatu, Bani, Buni, Asgad, Bibai, Adonijah, Bigvai, Adin, Ader, Hezekiah, Azur, Hodiah, Hashem, Bizai, Harif, Anathoth, Nibai, Magpiash, Meshulam, Hazir, Meshezabel, Zadok, Jadua, Pelatia, Hanan, Anaya, Hoshea, Hananiah, Hashub, Halohesh, Pilha, Shobek, Rehum, Hashabna, Maseah, and Ahia, Hanan, Anan, Maloch, Harim, Bana. And the remainder of the people, the priests, the Levites, the gatekeepers, the singers, the Nethinim, and everyone who had separated himself from the peoples of the lands to the law of Elohim, their wives, their sons, and their daughters, everyone having enough knowledge to understand, they were taking courage to join with their brothers, their nobles, and entering into an imprecation and an oath to walk in the law of Elohim that was given by means of Moses, the servant of Elohim, and to observe and do all the instructions of Yahweh our Lord, his ordinances and his statutes. Namely, we shall not give our daughters in marriage to the peoples of the land, and we shall not take their daughters for our sons. As for the peoples of the land who are bringing their wares, or any food grain, on the day of the Sabbath to sell, we shall take nothing from them on the Sabbath or on a holy day. We shall forgo the produce of the seventh year and every outstanding debt. We will lay obligatory instructions upon ourselves to give each of us a third of a shekel per year for the service of the house of our Elohim, for the array of bread, the continual approach present, and the continual ascent offering, for those of the Sabbaths, the new months, for the appointed seasons, for holy offerings, for sin offerings to make a propitiatory shelter over Israel, and for all the work of the house of our Elohim. We have cast lots among the priests, the Levites, and the people, over the supply of wood to bring it to the house of our Elohim by our patriarchal houses at stated times year by year, to blaze forth on the altar of Yahweh our Elohim, as it is written in the law. And we pledge ourselves to bring to the house of Yahweh year by year the first fruits of our ground and the first fruits of all fruit of every tree, also the firstborn of our sons and our domestic beasts, as it is written in the law, and the firstlings of our herds and our flocks, to bring to the house of our Elohim, to the priests ministering in the house of our Elohim. We shall bring also the first batch of our coarse meal, our heave offerings, and of the fruit of every tree, of grape juice and of clarified oil to the priests in the rooms of the house of our Elohim, and the tithe of our ground to the Levites, since they, the Levites, are those taking the tenth in all cities of our service. And a priest, a son of Aaron, must come with the Levites when the Levites take the tenth. And the Levites themselves shall bring up a tenth of the tithe to the house of our Elohim, to the rooms of the treasury house. For it is to these rooms that the sons of Israel and the sons of Levi must bring the heave offering of grain, grape juice, and clarified oil. There are the vessels of the sanctuary, the ministering priests, the gatekeepers, and the singers. We shall not forsake the house of our Elohim. Chapter 11. The chief officials of the people were dwelling in Jerusalem, and the remainder of the people cast lots to bring one out of ten to dwell in Jerusalem, the holy city, and the other nine hands to stay in the other cities. And the people blessed all the men who volunteered to dwell in Jerusalem. These are the heads of the province who dwelt in Jerusalem. Yet those in the cities of Judah dwelt, each man on his holding in their cities, the Israelites, the priests, and the Levites, the Nethinim and the sons of the servants of Solomon, while in Jerusalem some of the sons of Judah and some of the sons of Benjamin dwelt. Of the sons of Judah, Athaiah son of Uzziah, son of Zechariah son of Amariah, son of Shephatiah son of Mahalalel, of the sons of Perez, and Messiah son of Baruch, son of Kol-Hose, son of Haziah, son of Adiah, son of Joyarib, son of Zechariah, son of the Shilonite. All the sons of Perez dwelling in Jerusalem were 468 men of valor. These are the sons of Benjamin, Salu son of Meshulam, son of Joed son of Padiah, son of Kaliah, son of Messiah, son of Ithiel son of Jeshiah, and his brothers Gabai and Salai, 928. Joel son of Zikri was supervisor over them, and Judah son of Hasanua was second in command over the city. Of the priests, Jediah son of Joiarib, Jachin, Sariah son of Hilkiah, son of Meshullam, son of Zadok, son of Merioth, son of Ahitub, governor of the house of Elohim, and their brothers who did the work for the house, 822. And Adiah son of Jeraham, son of Pelaliah, son of Amzi, son of Zechariah, son of Pasher, son of Malchijah, and his brothers, patriarchal heads, 242. And Amashsai, son of Azarel, son of Azai, son of Meshillamoth, son of Immer, and their brothers, masterful men of valor, 128. And Zabdiel, son of Hagadolam, was supervisor over them. Of the Levites, Shemaiah, son of Hashab, son of Azricam, son of Hashabiah, son of Buni. And Shabbathai and Jozabad, of the heads of the Levites, were over the work outside the house of Elohim. Mattaniah, son of Micah, son of Zikri, son of Asaph, the head of the praise singing, was acclaiming at prayer while Bakbukiah was second among his brothers. And Abda, son of Shammua, son of Galal, son of Jeduthun. All the Levites in the holy city were 284. The gatekeepers who were on guard at the gates, Akub, Talmon, and their brothers, were 172. The remainder of the Israelites, of the priests and of the Levites, were in all the cities of Judah, each man in his allotment. The Nethinim were dwelling on the hill of Ophel, and Ziha and Gishpa were over the Nethinim. The supervisor of the Levites in Jerusalem was Uzi son of Bani, son of Hashabiah, son of Mattaniah, son of Micah, one of the sons of Asaph, who were the singers in front of the work of the house of Elohim. For there was an instruction of the king on behalf of them, an authenticated ordinance of a day-by-day program for the singers. Pethahiah, son of Meshezabel, of the sons of Zerah son of Judah, was at the king's hand on all matters relating to the people. As for the hamlets with their fields, some of the sons of Judah dwelt in Kiriath Arba and its outskirts, in Dibon and its outskirts, and in Jekabzeel and its hamlets, in Jeshua, in Moladah, and in Beth Pellet, in Hazar Shual, in Beersheba and its outskirts, in Ziklag, and in Makona, and in its outskirts, in En-Rimmon, and in Zora, and in Jarmuth, Zanoah, Adullam, and their hamlets, Lachish and its fields, Azekah and its outskirts. So they encamped from Beersheba unto the ravine of Hinnom. Some of the sons of Benjamin dwelt in Geba, Michmash, Ijah, and Bethel, and its outskirts, Anathoth, Nob, Ananiah, Hazor, Raman, Gittaim, Hadid, Zeboim, Nebalat, Lod, and Ono, and the ravine of artificers. Some of the Judean apportionments of the Levites were assigned to Benjamin. Chapter 12. These are the priests and the Levites who came up with Zerubbabel son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, Sariah, Jeremiah, Ezra, Amariah, Malach, Hattush, Shechaniah, Rehum, Meramoth, Iddo, Ginnathon, Abijah, Mijamin, Madiah, Bilgah, Shemaiah, and Joiarib, Jediah, Salu, Amok, Hilkiah, Jediah. These were the heads of the priests and of their brothers in the days of Jeshua. The Levites, Jeshua, Binui, Kadmiel, Sherebiah, Judah, and Mattaniah, who was over the acclamations, he and his brothers, while Bakbukiah and Uni and their brothers were in front of them for guard duties. Jeshua begot Joiakim, Joiakim begot Eliashib, and Eliashib Joiada. Joiada begot Jonathan, and Jonathan begot Jaddua. In the days of Joiakim there were his brothers, the priests and patriarchal heads, for the clan of Sariah, Mariah, of Jeremiah, Hananiah, of Ezra, Meshullam, of Amariah, Jehohanan, of Malach, Jonathan, of Shebaniah, Joseph, of Harim, Adna, of Merioth, Helkai, of Iddo, Zechariah, of Ginnathon, Meshullam, of Abijah, Zikri, of Miniamin, of Moadiah, Piltai, of Bilgah, Shemua, of Shemaiah, Jehonathan, of Joiarib, Matnai, of Jediah, Uzi, of Salai, Kalai, of Amok, Ebed, of Hilkiah, Hashabiah, of Jediah, Nethanel. The Levites in the days of Eliashib, Joiada, Johanan, and Jaddua were registered as patriarchal heads. So also were the priests unto the reign of Darius the Persian. The sons of Levi, the patriarchal heads, were written on a scroll of records of the days, unto the days of Johanan, son of Eliashib. The heads of the Levites were Hashabiah, Sherebiah, and Jeshua, Binui, Kadmiel, and their brothers in front of them for praising and acclaiming in accord with the instruction of David the man of Elohim. one guard post to correspond with the other guard post, namely Mattaniah and Bakbukiah and Obadiah. Meshulam, Talmon, and Akkub were keeping guard as gatekeepers at the vestibules of the gateways. These served in the days of Joiakim, son of Jeshua, son of Jozadak, and in the days of Nehemiah, the viceroy, and Ezra, the priest and scribe. At the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, they sought out the Levites from all their places to bring them to Jerusalem to perform the dedication and rejoicing with acclamations and with song, cymbals, zithers, and harps. The sons of Levi, the singers gathered from the circumjacent tract round about Jerusalem, from the Netophathite hamlets, from Beth Gilgal, and from the fields of Geba and Asmaveth. For the singers had built hamlets for themselves round about Jerusalem. When the priests and the Levites had cleansed themselves, they cleansed the people and the gateways and the wall. Then I let the chief officials of Judah ascend upward to the wall. I organized two large acclamation choirs and processions, one going to the right, upward to the wall toward the gate of ash heaps. Hoshaiah and half of the chief officials of Judah went after them. So did Azariah, Ezra, and Meshulam, Judah and Benjamin, Shemaiah and Jeremiah. Also some of the sons of the priests with bugles, Zechariah son of Jonathan, son of Shemaiah, son of Mattaniah, son of Micaiah, son of Zachar, son of Asaph, and his brothers Shemaiah and Azarel, Milalai, Gilalai, Mai, Nethanel, Judah and Hanani, with the instruments of song of David the man of Elohim, and Ezra the scribe was before them. At the spring gate, in front of them, they went up the stairs of the city of David on the ascent to the wall above the house of David and unto the water gate toward the east. The second acclamation choir was going in the opposite direction, and I with half of the people after it, upward to the wall, above the tower of the stoves, and unto the broad wall, and above the gate of Ephraim onto the secondary gate, onto the fish gate, the tower of Hananel, the tower of the hundred as far as the flock gate, and they stayed at the gate of the tail. Then the two acclamation choirs took their stand in the house of Elohim, as did I and half of the prefects with me, and the priests Eliakim, Maaseiah, Miniamin, Micaiah, Elioenai, Zechariah, Hananiah with bugles, and Maaseiah, Shemaiah, Eleazar, Uzi, Jehohanan, Malchijah, Elam, and Ezer. Then the singers made themselves heard, with Izrahiah as supervisor. They sacrificed on that day great sacrifices and rejoiced, for the one Elohim made them rejoice with great rejoicing. The women and the children rejoiced too, and the rejoicing in Jerusalem was heard from afar. On that day men were mustered to oversee the rooms for the treasuries, for the heave offerings, for the first fruit, and for the tithes to collect into them, according to the fields of the cities, the portions assigned by the law for the priests and the Levites. For Judah's rejoicing was on account of the priests and the Levites who were officiating and kept the charge of their Elohim and the charge of cleansing, as did the singers and the gatekeepers, according to the instruction of David and Solomon his son. For long ago, in the days of David and Asaph, there were heads of the singers in the song of praise and acclaiming to Elohim. In the days of Zerubbabel and the days of Nehemiah, all of Israel were giving the portions assigned for the singers and the gatekeepers as a day-by-day program. And they were sanctifying that which was for the other Levites, and the Levites were sanctifying that for the sons of Aaron. Chapter 13. On that day, scripture from the scroll of Moses was read into the ears of the people, and there was found written in it that no Ammonite or Moabite should enter the assembly of Elohim for the eon, for they had not succored the sons of Israel with bread and water, but had even hired against them Balaam to maledict them, though our Elohim turned the malediction into a blessing. So it came to be as soon as they heard this law that they separated out of Israel all those of mixed descent. Before this, Eliashib the priest, who had been set over the rooms in the house of our Elohim, and was near in friendship with Tobiah, provided for his use a large room, where there had previously been put the approach present, the frankincense and the vessels, the tithes of grain, grape juice and clarified oil, given by obligatory instructions to the Levites, the singers and the gatekeepers, and the heave offering for the priests. During all this time I was not in Jerusalem, for in the 32nd year of Artaxerxes, king of Babylon, I had come back to the king. Yet at the end of those days I asked leave of the king. When I came to Jerusalem, I got to detect the extent of the evil which Eliashib had committed on behalf of Tobiah in providing for him a room in the courts of the house of Elohim. I was very displeased, and I flung all the household furnishings of Tobiah outside of the room. Then I said that they should cleanse the rooms, and I had the vessels of the house of Elohim with the approach present and the frankincense restored there. I also realized that the assigned portions of the Levites had not been given them, so that the Levites and the singers, the ones doing the work, had hastened away, each man to his own field. Hence I contended with the prefects and said, "For what reason was the house of Elohim forsaken?" Then I convened them and installed them again in their position, and all of Judah brought the tithe of grain, grape juice, and clarified oil to the treasuries. I appointed as treasurers over the treasuries Shelemiah the priest, Zadok the scribe, and Pedaiah of the Levites, with Hanan son of Zachar, son of Mattaniah at their side, for they were accounted faithful, so it devolved on them to distribute portions to their brothers. Do remember me, O my Elohim, for this, and do not wipe out my kindness which I showed to the house of my Elohim and its observances. In those days I saw in Judah some who were treading wine troughs on the Sabbath, bringing threshed grain and lading it on donkeys, and also wine, grapes, and figs. Indeed, every kind of load were they bringing into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day. So I testified against them on the day they sold provisions. Tyrians who dwelt in it were bringing fish and all kinds of ware, and were selling them on the Sabbath to the sons of Judah, and that in Jerusalem. I contended with the notables of Judah and said to them, "What evil thing is this that you are doing by profaning the Sabbath day? Was it not thus that your fathers did, so that our Elohim brought upon us and this city all this evil? Yet you are adding to his hot anger against Israel by profaning the Sabbath." It came to be, as soon as the gateways of Jerusalem became shadowed before the Sabbath, that I said, "The doors should be closed," and I added that they should not open them until after the Sabbath. And I let some of my retainers stand at the gates, so that no load might enter on the Sabbath day. Hence the traders and the sellers of all kinds of ware lodged outside Jerusalem once or twice. I testified against them and said to them, "For what reason are you lodging in front of the wall? If you should repeat this, I shall put forth hands on you." From that time on, they did not come on the Sabbath. I said to the Levites that they should be cleansing themselves and come and guard the gates, so as to hallow the Sabbath day. Do remember me also for this, O my Elohim, and do commiserate with me according to your abundant benignity. Moreover, in those days I saw Judeans who had located in their houses foreign women, Ashdodite, Ammonite, and Moabite. As for their sons, half were speaking Ashdodite, or the tongue of this people and that people, yet there were none of them recognizing how to speak Judean. So I contended with and maledicted them. I smote some men of them and plucked out their hair. I made them swear by Elohim, "You ought not to give your daughters to their sons, or take up some of their daughters for your sons or for yourselves. Was it not on account of such women as these that Solomon, king of Israel, sinned? Among the many nations there was no king like him. He was loved by his Elohim, and Elohim made him king over all Israel. Yet foreign women caused even him to sin. As for you, should we acquiesce in your doing all this great evil and in offending our Elohim by locating in your houses foreign women?" Now one of the sons of Joiada, son of the great priest Eliashib, was a son-in-law of Sanballat the Horonite. So I drove him away from me. "Do remember them, O my Elohim, on account of their sullying of the priesthood and the covenant of the priesthood and the Levites." Then I cleansed them from everything foreign and organized the chargers for the priests and for the Levites, each in his work, as well as the supply of wood at stated times and the firstfruits. Do remember me, O my Elohim, for good,